What's going on, K-State Nation? This is the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, Eddie Greer checking in with you guys. Once again, middle of the week. I'm recording this literally on Wednesday morning here. The final work day of my week, actually. The 24th of November, 2021. And the plan is here for this podcast, obviously. We're gonna have two big episodes, weekly editions of the podcast here coming up. We recorded one last night, and the plan is to record one tonight, obviously. And then obviously, K-State football is on Friday at Texas early, 11 a.m. Central kick. Obviously, K-State coming off of a disappointing loss there to Baylor at the hands of Baylor on Senior Day last weekend. Quick turnaround for them. Obviously, we're going to have more on that in weekly editions to come. Two episodes jam-packed. As I said, recorded one last night, and we're going to be doing it again unless other things change. You know, obviously, with students out of town, obviously, and everybody traveling for Thanksgiving. If you're traveling on this Thanksgiving holiday, please travel safe out there, K-State Nation. But yes, here for a few moments here, obviously volleyball getting swept to cap off their long road trip from last week, obviously, as Texas slammed the door on K-State there on last Thursday, and then Saturday, Leah Carter matched high 12 kills was not enough against number 2 Texas once again, as they fell in a sweep 3-0 on them in game 2. Just looking at brief look in from them, K-State lost all the sets 25-19, 25-16, and 25-13, really overmatched. And remember last year, it was Leah Carter who really put Texas down last year. Obviously, this was at Texas, so not much doing there, obviously. And she did it against the nation's number 2 team in the country there, dropping those 3 sets, obviously. And Lee Carter, who's a sophomore, hit 80%, putting down 4 kills in the opening set. As well, you know, Texas and the common denominator here, as I'm thinking about it, Texas, K-State plays them, and they're, as I haven't heard yet, who's going to play quarterback. I don't even mean to drift off a little bit here, but who's going to be at quarterback? We're going to be discussing that probably through more so tonight, obviously, and then a little bit of last night as well. So again, a lot more content to come with the two weeklies, and I believe one of those might fall Thursday morning, and then the other could fall immediately as tonight most likely possibility. So working the kicks out of that, obviously, trying to get them in, obviously, before the 4-day weekend that I got coming up. But yeah, so Leah Carter, the highlight for K-State volleyball once again against Texas here. Let me see. Excuse me. So let me see here. Well, Haley Warner, some other individual stats. Haley Warner, 6 kills, 2 blocks. Holly Bond had added 6 kills. Kaylee Fernholz also added 5 kills and had a block herself as well. And then Texas leads the all-time series 47-7. You got to go back all the way back to 1981. And then K-State is now 3-6 in 3 set matches this season in the Wildcats. 0-6 against ranked teams in volleyball this season. So, yeah, it's pretty tough out there on the court. So, I know from the looks of it, their next match is going to be Senior Day. Against KU at home, 6:30 on the Big 12 now, ESPN Plus, and then K-Man will have it on 1350 here in town. That is 93.3, excuse me, for all of that. So that's the news on volleyball there, and I'm also recording this literally almost a tip-off K-State fell last night. We're going to get a lot. Obviously, we talked more about the loss against Arkansas last night. So you'll have more of that. And then obviously, you're probably going to get a double reaction from the recap of Illinois in Kansas City later on tonight as well, which is probably this episode here could come out Friday a couple hours before the game. So you're going to get a double dose of week of content here before you head into the weekend. So definitely you want to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. But that's episode 72 and 73 of the Purple Project podcast here coming up for you guys here this week. But yeah, here real quick, and then yeah, women's ball, not volleyball, basketball, that's going on, it should be going on tonight as well. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on tonight. So a lot of content coming up here on the podcast as well. Maybe a schedule, quick rundown, possibly. We'll see. But yeah, real quick, obviously, last night, K-State halftime, they trailed it 42-24 against Arkansas there. And then the disturbing stat here, from both teams, really, 3 of 22 from downtown. I think K-State had the worst of it here. Had the worst of it. Here, let me see what I can come up here with. Yeah, 42-24, and K-State outscored Arkansas. So if their bad shooting didn't come out in the first half, K-State might have had something going, had some cooking. And they did have some cooking in the second half, outscoring the Razorbacks 40-30 there. And late in this game, with less than a minute, the lead was cut to 8. So it could have been what could have been. For Bruce Weber's in his Wildcat team there before a big crowd last night. Expecting another one here in about another 15 minutes as K-State will take on Brad Underwood. I mean, we kind of called it on the podcast in the offseason, one of the offseason podcasts, we kind of called it our shot a little bit. What would this mean to take on Brad, a former K-State assistant, and Brad Underwood? So we'll see what happens here. Obviously, this is kind of a K-State weekly recap. This is gonna go up tomorrow morning, but you'll get a lot of daily dosed here of me and Alex here this week. But yeah, this is gonna be an interesting story. ESPN News will have this. Hopefully, I will have it. We'll definitely have a reaction to this game in Arkansas. Maybe possibly divide it up into basketball, football here while I'm thinking about it tonight as well. But yeah, but Marquise Noel added 10 off the bench here. Let me see. Yeah, players of the game, Selton Miguel again, off to a nice start this year. Selton Miguel, 14 points, 5 for 12 from the field. Adding 2 assists, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals in 20. I'm looking at the wrong thing. That's Nigel Pack. Excuse me. He and Selton Miguel had 14 points in the game here. I want to go down. Yes, Selton Miguel, Nigel Pack tied 14 apiece. Marquise Noel added 10 off the bench. Mike McGurl showing some signs here, coming alive a little bit. Added 9 as well. Mike McGurl's been kind of quiet. Start the year. They need him to get going as season gets going, as the season here gets churning a little bit. Hopefully, K-State can ride that second half momentum into the night here and give Illinois a game, kind of what they did against Arkansas. But you know, a slow start. How many times we said it on this podcast? Slow starts for all the programs here that come back to bite them. I mean, yes, you have them from time to time, but it's been a common theme here in the fall season for K-State Athletics. So we'll see what Bruce Weber has in store for Brad Underwood tonight. And definitely episode 72 of the podcast will be out. I'm hoping to get that out tomorrow at night at best here. I can't promise you nothing, but at least 72 will be out, hopefully at least by tomorrow night, and the night before Thanksgiving. And then episode 73 might be, as I'm thinking out loud a little bit for you guys here tonight, might be a couple hours on game day, which is on Friday, the day after. So you're going to get episode hopefully Wednesday and then Friday to lead up to the weekend and lead up to the Texas game out on the road. I think what I'm going to do is include in the quarterback situation in episode 7. Kind of give you a little preview a little bit. Talk about the quarterbacks in episode 72 along with men's basketball, the two games on episode 72 and then 73. Look ahead, more focused towards a little bit of Baylor. Talk a little bit more what happened at Baylor or at home against Baylor. And then look at Texas. So that kind of, to me, kind of makes a little bit more sense. But so, yeah, kind of, I gave you kind of a sneak peek. What to look out for. I might add in a little bit of something. Who knows? But we'll see what happens here. K-State lost their first game, and we'll see if they can come out of this KC Classic here split and take down Illinois. We'll find out here in less than 10 minutes. And with that, I'm going to put a pin on this for now. If you're not subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast, you better get on it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon as well. A jam-packed back end of the week here on the Purple Project Podcast. You want to stay tuned for that as well. That will put a pin on this daily, which will come out tomorrow morning, as usual here for the podcast. Eddie Greer here. Appreciate you guys, Wildcat Nation, for this kind of a little bit of a recap edition of the podcast from volleyball, football, and basketball. Stay tuned for more coverage of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!